It's time to talk JCC Thunderbird football with Coach Ryan Houghton. Last week, Johns County Central had took on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Coach, two teams came in, or you came in undefeated. They came in 2-1. They only lost to the then number one team in the state. It's a good matchup, and things just didn't go well for your T-Birds last week. Tell us a little bit about the ball game.
No, the final result did not go anywhere near what we were hoping for. We played well for a quarter, and it takes four, and we played one pretty good quarter and then three pretty lousy quarters. I guess you're going to have that some nights. I give a lot of credit to Johnson Brock to put us in that position to where we fumbled the ball a couple times, gave us some easy ones, gave them a little help. Had a few guys get nicked up, dinged up, and we're not as deep as Johnson. I was really impressed with their depth and the number of kids they could play, and the number of kids that could play at a high level. It was one of those nights where some things don't go right for you, and we have to kind of circle the wagons and get back on track here soon.
Well, football, I mean, it's a numbers game in a lot of different ways, you can say that, but simply numbers-wise with players. We're playing eight-man football, so we're limited on numbers anyway, and once you get past your top unit, maybe a few deeper than that, teams struggle to keep up, especially there's just a lot of teams just don't have that many kids out. So it's just a numbers game, and it can go quickly if your numbers are, you've got a lot of young players, not a lot of experience, so you're trying to get in there and learn the game as they go on the fly.
Yeah, we've got 34 out. Technically, we've got 34 out.
Mm-hmm.
We only suited 29, but of those 20 of those are freshmen and sophomore.
Wow.
And quite honest with you, some of the freshmen and sophomore, there's only just a few, aren't really ready for high-level varsity football yet at the level that Johnson Brock or a Freeman, Rhapsody Lords, teams like that can bring it. And that's the nature of the beast. We just got a younger team right now. But our kids are resilient. They're resilient. They're mentally tough. We'll bounce back. We'll bounce back in the rally from a tough loss.
Mm-hmm. Coach, this week you've got one of those teams that maybe we talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing. It might be the Freeman Falcons. They're 1-3, but they lost to a very good Lord Central Catholic team last week, 54-40. So obviously they can put some points on the board.
Yeah, they are a very good team. They played a tough schedule, difficult schedule. They lost a very tight one to McCool Junction, and then they lost to right now your number one team in the state, Shelby Rising City. So they have talent and a good senior core class. We feel they'll be just about as tough as anybody we have on our schedule. We know that they're talented. We know that they have some depth. And you want to talk about size, they have a tremendous amount of size. When I just, you mentioned senior Keegan White at 6'8", 330.
Hmm.
And they have a couple other guys that in the 280s, 300. We'll have our hands full, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You get a play at home. You talked a little bit about dinged up and injuries last week. What is the status health-wise for your team overall this week without getting into individuals?
Yeah, I would say kind of in a holding pattern right here. We've got a couple ankle situations that they're not going to get all healed up by the end of the year. It's just going to be a deal where kids are going to have to play through a little bit of that. We're kind of waiting on some results back from a doctor. Maybe we can pick up another kid that we were missing last week. And been having a lot of sickness as well. And it's frustrating because it kind of skews your practice schedule. And if you're trying to implement new things and offensive installment, and when you're missing six guys, makes that a little difficult. So, but that's high school football. Everybody has to deal with it. We understand it. It's just it makes for a fun challenge week to week.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, John.
That is our Johns County Central Coaches Show for this week.